USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 4.0 earthquake shook off the Oregon coast Tuesday morning, about 120 miles offshore west of Brandon, Oregon. Russia rejected a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that the United Nations Secretary General requested for the purpose of civilian evacuation during the Eastern Orthodox Holy Week leading up to Easter in Ukraine. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said the ceasefire request was not sincere. A Ukrainian commander says Mariupol is about to fall to Russian soldiers.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have the advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us. We ask them to use the procedure of extraction and take us to the territory of a third-party state.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
NBC officially announced its Sunday Night Football broadcast team for the 2022 season. Mike Tirico on play-by-play alongside Chris Collinsworth. Tirico will replace longtime announcer Al Michaels, who heads over to Amazon to call Thursday Night Football games. As first quarter reports are coming in this week from corporate America, Netflix, after another rate increase, has reported a substantial loss.
Netflix reported a loss of 200,000 subscribers during the first quarter, and it foreshadows trouble ahead. The company's shares cratered more than 25% in extended hours after the report on more than a full day's worth of trading volume. Fellow streaming stocks Roku, Spotify, and Disney also tumbled in the after-hours market after Netflix's brutal update. The streaming service is forecasting a global paid subscriber loss of 2 million for the second quarter. The last time Netflix lost subscribers was more than a decade ago. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The United Nations is debating a provision that would require the five permanent members of the Body Security Council, the United States, United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia, to justify invoking their veto powers. The reform to the Security Council regained new traction following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has used its veto power to limit actions by the United Nations Security Council since invading in late February. The United States will experience a tsunami of illegal immigration if the Biden administration moves forward with plans to stop Title 42 restrictions at the border. So says Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax Tuesday.
Missouri and Texas filed a lawsuit to finish President Trump's border wall. That case is moving forward, and then now you have Title 42, which by most estimates accounts for about 50% of the current expulsions. So you're about to see those numbers double. You're about to see 18,000, the estimate, 18,000 people a day that we know of coming across illegally. Every state's a border state.
Yeah.
Because the illegal activity, the human trafficking, the drugs, they don't just stop in El Paso. They make their way to Columbus, Ohio, and St. Louis, Missouri, and, you know, everywhere, Baltimore, Maryland, everywhere in this country. And it's the federal government's, is supposed to be a government of limited powers. Securing the border is supposed to be one of them. It's up to the states now to force the Biden administration to actually do what they're supposed to do, which is to have a secure border that we had under President Trump.
NASCAR racing is in Talladega, Alabama this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.